fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 29th day of December. The prepper tip today, electronic earmuffs, electronic earbuds. It's a massive tactical advantage. Somebody wants to hurt you, especially at night, even in the daytime, to have the hearing of a dog as opposed to the hearing of a human being. That's what you get when you have electronic earmuffs or electronic earbuds. Let's expand on that a little bit. I know there's one police officer, he mentioned live on the air that he keeps electronic earmuffs handy when he's on patrol. So if he finds himself in a tactical situation, all he has to do is pick them up, turn them on, and he's good to go. So check that out. There's lots. Your local gun shop probably has electronic earmuffs. They may have electronic earbuds. Amazon.com has dozens of selections. So be sure and check that out. We have a patient waiting in green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 36 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. You need to check this out, jrnyquist.blog, where he writes 1 or 2 excellent articles a week that you can subscribe to. We'll talk about that later. And he has 6 books for sale at Amazon.com. And this will be our last show this year. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, you mentioned in a private email about the intelligence, if I can paraphrase, of our enemies, Russia and China. And I complimented you on your comment because the level of intellect and the level of intelligence, the level of evil that we're dealing with Russia and China is unparalleled in world history, isn't it, sir?
It is unparalleled. People don't understand. If you think back to the Blitzkrieg the Germans used in World War II, there's an extremely intellectually sophisticated concepts applied to warfare, concepts that when it was explained to most military men would go, well, that can't work. That's not. But then they had figured out that these completely revolutionary concepts of war did work, and they were able to collapse countries like Poland and France, which were in World War One. It would have taken months or years. It took a matter of weeks. And it, believe it or not, there are these same kind of concepts in political warfare and in grand strategic warfare. And we just simply have not put together what is going on around us now because we haven't really understood strategic concepts correctly, because they're very dry. It's a technical subject, and people just have these just go from one knee-jerk reaction to events to the next, and they don't understand they're being provoked and they're being led by the nose.
That's right, they are. The planning that takes place, and you and I have talked about the book New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn, I regard as one of the most important books. There's other books important that are very important, but the publication date of that book, in my opinion, is what makes it so valuable to look at and read. In the book, Mr. Golitsyn was a high-ranking well, not high ranking, but he was a KGB employee. His job, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, was long range planning with the KGB in the late 1950s, early 1960s. And in the book, he talks about the Berlin Wall coming down. He talks about the East European communist countries becoming democracies. He talks about the collapse of the Soviet Empire, all of which did happen. On one hand, you may ask the question, well, what's the big deal, John? What's the big deal, Jeff? A guy wrote about all these events that took place. Well, the big deal is he wrote about them and published a book 6 years before they all took place in 1984. Almost everything that he said would happen has happened, hasn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, probably 96% of what he's predicted in his falsifiable predictions is
Jeff.
Yeah.
Sir, please. Yeah. If I tell you the sun's going to come tomorrow morning, is that a prediction? No, because I know it's coming up. Golitsyn wasn't making a prediction. He was writing about what he knew would happen, not predicting of something. A prediction is something that may or may not happen. If you know definitely, no way whatsoever it's going to not happen, it's no longer a prediction, is it, sir?
Well, yeah. Whenever you say something is going to happen in the future, it is a prediction, pretty much.
Pretty much.
It's a prediction. It doesn't matter how you know it's going to happen. It's just like these tables that predict when the sun's going to rise. It rises at a slightly different time every day because of the tilt of the earth. But the thing with Golitsyn, see, a lot of people think that Golitsyn sat in a room in Moscow and heard the whole plan. Well, he didn't. What he heard was little bits and pieces. He was himself a strategist, person with the interest in strategic concepts. And he heard many of the concepts when the KGB was being reorganized in the late 50s. And then he saw that something new had begun in 1960. He defected in December of 61. He had figured out that this new strategy was launched. He knew the elements, basic elements of it. So that when he went to CIA, he had access then to things that James Angleton and the CIA had given him. And so it wasn't just Golitsyn. You know, if you talk to someone in the intelligence world, it wasn't just simply Golitsyn that put that book together, New Lies for Old. It was, you know, he was the author. But there was a number of intelligence experts, strategists from the CIA who'd been kicked out of the CIA, who had been working on this before they had been kicked out of the CIA, and had together with Golitsyn, had been trying to piece together what it was ridiculed, by the way, in the literature as the monster plot, the big Soviet strategy. But they had been working on it. They never ceased working on it. And so by the time you get to 84, they had a lot of clarity. They had figured out enough from intelligence sources and from different analysis using the new methodology that Glitzen talks about, they had figured out where this whole thing was headed. And so it's quite remarkable that their number of predictions they made was so high, but it was based on a lot of intelligence data and on Galitzin seeing some of the elements of the strategy back in the late 50s. So it was a remarkable achievement to make these predictions, and they weren't exact because there were a few things that Galitzin got wrong. But when you talk about social science predictions, strategy predictions, it's normal to be, for the best analyst, to be 50% wrong. Really good analysis is usually only about half right. Now, that's very valuable, by the way, because most people are completely in the dark. They couldn't figure out anything about anything that is happening. So the ability to figure out, you know, in 1984 that the Soviet Union was going to collapse, that the Berlin Wall was going to come down, that you were going to have the Soviet system reconfigured to be like a normal country, only it was going to be a fabrication, it was going to be fake. That is extraordinary predictive ability, and it happened. But it's because you can't, the Russians could not have prepared for such a maneuver without decades of preparation, which if you start to see the telltale in advance, you then begin to realize what they're going to do, however incredible it sounds.
Well, we've had now the Soviet Union collapse, what was it, 1990, allegedly?
91.
Okay. End of 91,
yeah.
So we're looking at 30 years.
Yep.
If it was real, I would think that at Ford Motor Company would have executives within a year at the most in Moscow negotiating to build a plant to build Ford pickup trucks for Russia and Russian citizens in the Russian market. If it was real, I mean, wouldn't that be something that you would expect?
Well, if I was a smart Ford executive, I wouldn't use Russia, even if it had changed. And you see,
if not building, let me amend my statement.
Yeah.
If not building the Fords there, at least setting up dealerships, because Russia covers 13 time zones. They have a desperate need for highways, for transportation, for all kinds of infrastructure, for Caterpillar tractors, for example. I would think there'd be a lot of demand built up in Russia for the things that any country needs to develop agriculture, to develop industry, to just come into the modern world. And none of that's happened, has it?
No, not really. But Russia did receive major investment from Germany, for example. And there were, to explain why the fall of the Soviet Union was not as it's depicted, is that the core Soviet institutions that were run by the Communist Party, the core leadership cadre remained in place. The KGB remained in place. The espionage services remained in place. Their functions didn't change. Their working relationships with groups in other countries, and mainly the communist groups, didn't change. And their alliance, the fact that they were beginning to work with, under Gorbachev, with China more openly, didn't change. And the fact that they were supporting communist regimes, the transports of supplies to Angola, for example, never stopped. Support for their surrogates in Afghanistan never stopped. You know, the Najibullah regime remained in power for a while. And when it flipped over to the Mujahideen, those Mujahideen groups that came into control of the country were ones that had been clandestinely under Soviet control before, like Ahmad Shah Massoud's group, which ended up under Rabbani becoming the new UN-recognized government of Afghanistan after Najibullah, the communist leader of Afghanistan, fell. So there were all these telltale signs that things were not as they appeared. And the fall of the various regimes in Eastern Europe, there's a book, you may know it, it's called The Hole in the Flag. The Hole in the Flag was written by a Romanian American, Andrei Cadrescu. He had fled Romania. He was like a poet, and he used to have a broadcast on National Public Radio. He was a prolific writer. And when the revolution against Ceausescu began, he wanted to get into the country. He got himself into the country. And if you read his book, what he finds is he's in a hotel in Transylvania, and he comes down. He's not feeling well. He decides he needs some fresh air. And there's a Russian journalist from TASS down there drinking vodka or something. And so he invites him to drink with him, and they're having drinks. And the guy tells him how they came there, you know, 3 weeks before the revolution with a whole group of other Soviet journalists, quote unquote. He goes, well, what are a bunch of Soviet journalists doing in the middle of Transylvania 3 weeks before the revolution starts? And the guy winks at him, right? And then he says, you mean that in Moscow they knew this revolution was going to happen in advance? And the guy winks at him again. And so he began a kind of investigation. And what he discovered is the people who overthrew Ceausescu were Soviet agents, right? So the liberation, so-called, the people who overthrew Romania were Soviet agents who overthrew Ceausescu. So, the guy who ended up becoming in charge of that regime was someone who had gone to school in the Soviet Union with Gorbachev. So the liberation of Romania, that's just one regime. Then you go to Czechia, then you go to Poland, and, you know, Lech Walesa, who was later named as a agent of the secret police. I've had members of Fighting Solidarity tell me, we knew he was a stooge of the secret police all along. You know, that's why they formed Fighting Solidarity, to break from Solidarity, which had been massively infiltrated by the communists. You know, so it's, and we have the same problem here, by the way, John. Whenever we form an effective movement, they infiltrate it, try to turn it and take it over. Look at what's happened to the Trump movement, the Trump train, and look at how certain figures are being maligned or destroyed. Look at how they are, how it ends up that people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and General Flynn, their reputations are being dragged through the mud. There's an operation. There's intelligence strategy going on here to destroy certain people because they were effective. And to lead people to making the wrong moves, we have this problem here, that if you or I, John, became prominent enough that we were effective at stopping their strategy, we would find very strange things being said about us, people emerging, weird kind of, you know, slanders, and people that we thought were our friends were suddenly being our enemies, and we'd say, where is this coming from? Yeah. Well, guess what? It's called an operation and it's strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got a question or comment? We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, we got the new year in a few days. Any interesting plans or updates for us that you can give us for you and what you're doing, sir?
Well, it's the end of the year. I mean, I'm going through Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book on Fauci, and I'm reading in parallel, I usually do this, a book on Plato by Eric Berglund, because that particular book is about how Plato was living in a similar time than we were, a time of corruption, a time of dishonest, ambitious people where people were looking to see where the money was. Not to do what was right or what was patriotically the right thing, but doing things for the wrong reasons. And that, people don't realize that philosophy.
Hold on, we got a
derived
break.
Derived from that, yeah.
Hold on, Jeff, we got a break. We got a caller and hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution. They have a sale going on that ends Friday night. That would be December 31st, New Year's Eve. You might check that out at my website. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. Jeff, you have a way for people to subscribe to your articles. Please tell us how that works, sir.
Yeah, well, when you go to the site, whatever video or article there is below, there's a PayPal button. You just push it, and you can contribute to the site, and you can keep me, you know, doing this work.
Outstanding. I encourage people to do that. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Morning, John. I was sitting under the Bodhisattva tree this morning, and just like Buddha, Dave Duh was sitting under the tree, and he heard it mentioned that the Omicron basically may not really exist and made up or something. Listen, this has been sequenced by many people around the world. Chris Martinson has gone over the sequence on this and the sudden appearance of it without a lot of evolutionary links to SARS-CoV-2. I call it zero micron because it's very small, okay? But so that's the first thing I hear. The next thing I hear is people talking about this test for COVID being modified to make fake case counts, and it's totally you know, here's some conspiracy theory coming out on this, and some conspiracy theories are correct. But if they went to actually a reliable source, which is Chris Martinson, his head is bigger than most heads. Let's put it that way. Okay, kind of like Martin Armstrong. And he knows pretty, he researches well, and he has a very good understanding of these things. He said that this test tests for three different sections, portions of the virus. One of those sections is a sequence from the nucleocapsid. One area is a sequence from the spike, et cetera. And I think, as I recall, as I didn't re-listen to this and write it all down, and I wish this stuff was actually written down in papers instead of videos that we can't search easily, but regardless, that the one that they eliminated was due to the spike, I believe, because the spike was so modified that it wouldn't show up there. And so then you could actually use this test if it had two positive areas in it instead of three. You could use it to detect Omicron. Now, I believe this is what he said. Please verify it. But, you know, listen, it occurred to me then that I don't go to RBN or McCanny for real information on COVID. I go to them for the latest disinformation lines. Listen, RBN has put out so much disinformation, and this took me, you know, 2 years. Finally, it hits me. This is so consistent. It's always coming out. And we have Patrick Slattery yesterday coming with a brilliance against Kaufman information that he put out, illogical statement of virus isolation, et cetera. And he did this also on the 21st with Mark Collett both times. And then the next show, Ron Avery is talking about Kaufman and repeating some, you know, crazy information that Kaufman came out with. If you compare those two side by side, I think you'll see a great contrast. And why aren't people at RBN listening to other shows? I mean, this happened with John Stadtmiller always talking about, you know, the Constitution. And then you got Lauren and you got all these other people talking about, listen, 14th Amendment citizens don't have those privileges prior to the 14th Amendment. And they established this fairly well, even Ralph Winterud does, who has researched much more than anybody else on the law. So, and this relates directly to Jeff's comments that he made, and we were exchanging some emails on Trump, and Jeff came out with a very interesting hypothesis that Trump was being fed, I believe, please expound on this, Jeff, that Trump was being fed misinformation. He didn't know. And, you know, I'm not saying Trump's perfectly innocent. I mean, a guy who has Apollo, worships Apollo, is not a guy who I want to vote for. This is not, righteousness doesn't come as a fruit of an unrighteous tree. But what are your comments on, what were you saying there, Jeff? Can you explain that a little more in detail in your short email you sent?
Well, whenever you look at politicians, whenever you look at any kind of leader, the game from the side of the Russians and the Chinese and so on, who play a very sophisticated game, is to feed them bad information. They have something they call a perceptions management. And the thing is that you can't stop true information from being heard, right? The truth is out there. But what you do is, by creating all kinds of false information, you drown out the truth by a mountain of false information. So the person ends up having to sort through more information because you've generated more stories, more information, more alleged allegations and supposed facts. And now the real facts are so buried in all this garbage that the person is unlikely to choose the right one. This tactic, by the way, for years, if you studied Soviet politics and history, you'd find out any major incident in the Soviet Union, you would suddenly find not one lie emerging about what really happened. You'll find several versions of the story. And that gives people a chance. It not only loses the truth in the weeds, but it gives people a chance to pick sort of their preferred story.
Hold on, Jeff. Hold on, Jeff. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out all the things that are there, especially the COVID-19 updates. It's updated pretty much every day of the week. The daily intelligence briefing, also updated every 24 hours. And, of course, I do private consultations, detail there as well. Everything's at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. And, Jeff, you were giving your response today when the break started, sir.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I think I pretty much explained it about the creation, the generation of multiple false stories. So that, and I think we see that now in the American media, and we see it especially on the right. We had something go on with the election, and how many now false election fraud narratives are generated to bury the truth about it so that we cannot have a genuine discovery of what happened. Does that, and the same thing with the virus. Does that make sense, Dave?
Well, Jeff, your point is very excellent for me in explaining how Trump, you know, could be thrown off by this if he did have positive intentions. And it also shows me that Trump isn't that bright, but at the same time, you know, he had a lot to do, and he's shooting from the hip to try to do these things. And they know the timing of this. They know his limitations. Yeah, that all makes very good sense. So I think we are being attacked the same way that Trump was being attacked. I could say that. You know, we got to look for ourselves in the independent media when we're fed garbage. I'm putting a stake in the ground. Garbage is garbage.
Right.
It's wrong.
Well,
you got to wake up and think.
Yeah, here's a thought. You probably everybody can reflect on this and they can see that it's true. We all have a predisposition to believe certain things. So
right.
If I create a false narrative that feeds your predisposition to believe something, I can then make you captive to that false narrative and I can build on it. So whether you're talking about the JF Kennedy assassination story, or you're talking about the end of the Cold War, you're talking about COVID-19, you can, because, you know, paranoia is a real feeling that people have. And sometimes it's justified, but it can be built into something that then neutralizes you, and that you can't have an effective response. And it's amazing. It doesn't matter how intelligent you are, because no matter how intelligent you are, you have a predisposition that can be exploited.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. And Jeff, this is why I said to myself, I need to battle this. I need to be as honest as I can. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to listen to these doctors who believe in this vaccine as a proper thing. As you pointed out yesterday, there is a positive side of this and a negative side. And we have to do the math and find out which is better or worse, or if we have an alternative that sidesteps it all. But anyway, I listened to two doctors talking about this last night. They're younger guys. They're not stupid. They believe what they're saying. And they brought up different things. Even the various reports of 20,000 dead, they said, listen, you know, they apparently don't believe that or believe it's significant. And that's okay. I want to know what they think. I want to test my hypothesis versus theirs. And maybe I can be sharper, you know?
So let me ask you, Dave, what do you think? Do you think the vaccines are dangerous?
The vaccines are notably more dangerous than ever before. if Steve Kirsch's estimate of maybe 340,000 deaths is correct, it's correct. Mm-hmm. But we do see 20,000 in VAERS. This is very unusual, okay? There were other ways to do this. If you take into account that 80 to 90% of the deaths were avoidable, this is the kind of math I'm using. Like, mm-hmm. Why weren't all of these... When you didn't distribute widely vitamin D3 to the public in February or January of 2020, what are you doing? This stuff, mm-hmm. Information was known somewhere. And even doctors like Dr. Merritt said, well, I didn't realize we had so many antiviral things. You know, she hadn't looked it up. She was in kind of a top doctor, right? And but other doctors did know, but the information didn't get out. And the CDC... Those guys must have known. Some of those guys, right?
Right. These it's very interesting.
But
well,
it
you
didn't
know,
come out, did it?
I'll give you another data point. You know, that angry anti-vaxxers in Hamburg, Germany were, a few weeks ago, were being agitated by German-speaking Russians.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it this way. We have let's say there's something wrong at the CDC. There's something wrong with Fauci, like Bobby Kennedy says. We have a broken process where you've got unethical pharmaceutical companies wanting to cut corners and not really caring about the safety of patients. So they make a product that's not safe, that's actually going to hurt people, not because they want to exterminate everybody. They're just trying to make money and not being particularly careful, right? So then what do they want in Moscow and Beijing? They want us to think that our government's bad, that capitalism is evil, that we need a revolution to overthrow it. And there was a strange kind of convergence where the ideology of the right wing is beginning to converge and sound like that of the far left, right?
Yeah.
So that all of a sudden you have right wing Bolsheviks, right? So what? Who is doing that? And for what? What is the end game? So I was talking before about strategy and sophisticated weapons, and I noticed this a long time ago. I've been onto this right wing Bolshevik thing a long time ago because you have people like Lyndon LaRouche, who was a Marxist-Leninist, who taught Marxist-Leninist theory in the 1960s, suddenly becoming interested in forming right-wing Marxist political parties like the U.S. Labor Party in 1971, which the KGB was also interested in doing. Why? Because if you read Galitzin talks about this aspect of their strategy called convergence, where you basically are able to eliminate the anti-communists from the right and refashion the right as a kind of, you give the left a right-wing swagger, right? So you basically reformat the right as anti-government, anti-big business, anti-capitalists, the same as the left.
It's an easy way to replace the whole system, and that's what the New World Order, as I envision it, it could easily happen that you would have alien saviors even coming and saying, listen, you guys are doing this all wrong. I know you're all upset about the governments and the way things are run. Here's how you can do it. And they're brilliant, and they'll give you a solution. But that solution, you'll be scanning in and out everywhere with your forehead, even as was mentioned on a show last night. This was even suggested on the Rents show. I think somebody wants to put it between the eyes. Well, that's a script. You know, the scripture happens to be materializing here before our face. The only thing I'm not seeing is wars and rumors of wars being as great as I would have expected. So maybe that's something to look forward in 2022.
Well, no, there's pretty much, we're pretty close to war right now, because the Russians and Chinese realize that if their strategy fails, that's what they're going to end up having to do. But you see, you see what you're describing in terms of their strategy is it's they're trying to overthrow and destabilize our system with these intellectual weapons by turning people against it. And you can see if the right sounds exactly, you got people on the right that are saying the same things that people on the left, they're saying the enemy is the Pentagon, the enemy is the CIA, the enemy is the capitalists, the big business, the banks. This is the same thing the communists have been saying for 100 years. And now the right is all saying it. And so you can't just chalk that up to coincidence. There is a...
Well Jeff, you got to make the argument a little clearer to us here so we can actually get it. Because I don't think even... I'm trying to get it, you know, like you have it, but it's not entirely clear to me yet. So keep... explaining it
Look, the whole reason you don't get it is because your head's filled with all these things that have been put into your head. And so for you to actually hear what I'm saying, you have to empty your head of all the things you think you know. Because, the people that are putting things out, look at the media. Look at how it's like, how can the media be so blind? How can they be purporting all these narratives? Well, on the right, the same kind of narratives, only in different form, are being, you know, you look at the similarity of the structure of a thing. You look at the, you look, this is what people get all angry with me about. Who is the enemy of the communists? Big business, capitalism, the banks, the CIA, the Pentagon. Now you've got the right wing saying the same people are their enemy. How do they come to that? What kind of narrative, what provocations? And of course, the Russians, particularly the Chinese and the Russians, most of all, the Soviets, the KGB, they've infiltrated our banks. They've infiltrated big business. So what is their goal in infiltrating it? They can't completely control it. They can manipulate it. They're trying to manipulate it so that they can make them out to be villains. So they're manipulating the very capitalists so that then they can come run over to the right and say, see, they're your enemy. And it's just like the protocols of the Elders of Zion and the whole anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism, very famously back in the 30s, was called the stupid man's communism, right? Because it, if you look, Karl Marx started out writing anti-Semitic stuff. And you look at it and you go, okay, they were using the idea of the wealthy Jewish banking person as a sort of a way of attacking capitalism, right? And they were tinging it with a kind of the racial prejudice, you know, because there was prejudice against Jewish people going back hundreds of years. They were using that to malign banks because a certain number of bankers were Jewish. And so then they were using these stereotypes. Well, that's, you know, you look at Hitler, National Socialism, that's what he used to advance his form of socialism, was anti-Semitism. Yeah. They're very aware of the right and how the right can be turned into the left, to its own kind of left.
Yeah, well, this is all related to the system and participating in the system. And the only solution I see, with this all coming to such a head that if people do have to have a mark, you have to be out of the system. You have to be independent. And if they come and get you, that's what happens. But I don't see that you can remain part of the system. And I know there's scriptures that say, be ye separate to avoid the plague.
Well, you got to remember that our enemies have read the New Testament. The enemies read evangelical, watch evangelical sermons, and they can then, oh, of course they do, because it influences millions of people, right?
Of course they are, I know.
So isn't it great? We'll get them to think that the mark of the beast is coming, and we'll get all those people in an uproar at their own government putting the mark of the beast on them, right? I mean, what a better way to get...
Sure.
You know, I mean, just think about it. You're the mischief making, you know, enemy, and you have they have studied us. They have these research institutes. It was called the Soviet Academy of Sciences. Now it's the Russian Academy of Sciences. They have the same thing in China. They do nothing but study us. So they study, you know, the sermons of our pastors. They study the different types of Christianity and what they're saying. And so, you know, so when you they know their mentality and they figured out how to manipulate them. See, if I wanted to manipulate you, I'm going to study you first, and I'm going to find your weaknesses. I'm going to find what it is that you think already, and I'm going to feed your prejudice and your fear and your paranoia. I'm going to feed that, and then I'm going to draw off of that, and I'm going to turn you against yourself. And before you know it,
I can give you specific examples of where I was manipulated. By people who did just those things. That's what they do, con men.
Yeah.
But all I can ask from you then is, let's think, and what solutions do you actually see? What solution or solutions do you actually see, knowing all this?
Well, the most important basic solution is honesty, which, by the way, most of us are struggling with, because honesty means you have to admit what you don't know. And you have to actually say, I never really read, or I don't really know, and this book may not be the truth, and, you know, I need to spend time thinking about this. And so people don't. I want to have fun. I want to go with my friends, or I want to do work on my house, or I got to do my business. And so they're not even paying attention. And so because their attention span is limited, and what they give to it is so it's so meanly given that's what makes them, you know, a person who is not very attentive is more operating from a knee-jerk position and is more easily manipulated once somebody's, because you're only a one-dimensional human being. You're not fully present. You know, you're like the crowd that is kind of hypnotized by the speaker. You're not really engaged. Your mind isn't engaged.
And that's the problem. Anything anybody says against me, I'm going to kick back at them. I'm not going to listen. Yeah. I'm going to kick back at everybody.
Well, right. And you see, provocation, it's an old Russian term, but it's a strategic term. People don't realize what the word provocation means. Provocation is any action that will get a reaction from somebody, but you calculate the action to get the reaction you want to manipulate them to doing what you need them to do. whatever that is. And it, so it has a broad meaning. And the Russians have developed it from their old secret police days into a fine art. And they use it in many countries, and they're using it on us here in our own country.
Well, maybe I need to go and empty my brain. That's a good statement. Someone else just told me okay. the same thing, Jeff.
Dave, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Our next caller is, we got a call, our last break coming up, Pat in Texas.
Hi. Do y'all realize that...
Hold on, Pat. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, we're almost out of time here. We need a quick comment or question.
Oh, I don't think I can do it this time. So I'll just say that what I've learned from this article DesertReview.com newsletter email. It's an email letter. Is that people who lived through, well, we call it the Holocaust, but, you know, a whole bunch of people were experimented on who didn't die, and a whole bunch of people were made slaves who didn't die. So the point was, they said that when the doctors go along with the government, that's what they did in Germany, and that's when you're in trouble, and that's what we got happening here.
Okay, thank you, Pat. We don't have time for another call. Jeff, about 2 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the day and the week, sir, and the year.
In the year, well, we have seen a very interesting year. We started off with the question of the election, and we end up without any resolution. We don't have any real investigation of what really went on. And we had a bunch of what became false narratives that were discredited, and people who now have fallen into fighting with each other and neutralizing each other. And so what is it in the end? It is now, we're now in a different moment in the country's history where that is now old news. It's a very strange thing how this worked out. And so I think we have to recognize that there are forces in our country. I believe that there are foreign intelligence assets and operations to divide and conquer us and to keep us from being effective and being Americans who will defend our own interests. And I think you could say that there is a kind of attack ongoing, not just a biological attack, but an information attack, an attack on our intellect, on our ability to understand. We do not have politicians who will name our country's enemies. There's confusion about who those enemies are. And why is that? And there's an attempt to keep our political discourse at a juvenile level, at a level so that we have very childish conceptions of the world and what's going on in it. And I think that we have to break out of that. This 2022 is a year we all have to grow up. We have to be adults, and we have to start thinking, putting away childish things, as the Bible says, and start thinking more clearly, trying to understand what's going on around us. Russia and China are armed to the teeth. How did the balance of power shift in their favor? What is going on within the Western countries? Why is the four vaccines that are being questioned, being given only mainly to countries outside of what we used to call the
communist
bloc.
Well said, Jeff. Well said. Thank you, sir. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.
Happy New Year.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can't handle. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.